Next up, a new world leader has been chosen in South Korea, and changes could be ahead for how it deals with rival country North Korea. Moon Jae-in is a former Special Forces soldier and human rights lawyer. He's also the son of North Korean refugees, and early results from Tuesday's election indicated that he'd be the next leader of South Korea.
As expected, this was a landslide victory. Of course, because this was based on the result of the exit poll, and we would need to patiently watch for vote counts.
The nation's former president, Park Geun-hye, was impeached in March. She's in jail accused of corruption after political scandals ended her presidency. One major policy difference between her and the newly elected leader is their views on North Korea. Former President Park, a conservative, supported economic penalties and a tough stance against North Korea. Likely President Moon, a liberal, has called for more dialogue and cooperation with the North in addition to military and security measures. His first test concerning the North could be coming soon. Experts have been saying for weeks that another North Korean nuclear test is on the horizon. Though South Korea's relationship with the North factored into the election, the biggest issues on the minds of voters were the nation's economy and corruption in the government.